From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. It's shopping season for Floridians who buy health insurance through healthcare.gov, and there are some changes this year. Joining me now to talk about all things insurance is health reporter Sammy Mack. Now, Sammy, the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, has been in the news a lot in the past year. There were multiple attempts to repeal it. None of them passed. But President Donald Trump did stop funding some pieces of the Affordable Care Act. So where are we? Are we supposed to buy health insurance this year?
Yes, the Affordable Care Act is still law. The individual mandate, which is the requirement that people have to be covered by health insurance, it's been one of the most controversial parts of the law since day one, is still in effect. There's a Republican proposal to repeal that part through the tax bill, but as of right now, the vast majority of people are still federally required to have health insurance.
Where are we supposed to get this health insurance?
If you don't get health insurance through work or through government-sponsored coverage like Medicare or Medicaid, now is the time to be shopping for individual insurance in the marketplace.
The marketplace. Now, this evokes images of a huge health insurance flea market.
Metaphorically, sure. Not a brick-and-mortar market. The health insurance marketplace is a website, healthcare.gov, and that's where you can go and compare plans. It's the only place to get a subsidized plan if you make less than four times the federal poverty level. You can get help buying insurance if you make less than about $98,000 for a family of four or about $48,000 a year for an individual.
But the president said he was not going to fund subsidies. Am I right?
Yes, sort of. There are two kinds of subsidies. One is a subsidy that goes towards your monthly payment or the premium to keep down that monthly cost. That subsidy is staying. The other subsidy went directly to the insurance companies to defray extra costs for low-income people. That second kind of subsidy is what President Trump is no longer paying insurance companies. Florida knew that that was potentially going to happen, so the insurance companies baked that loss into their costs this year. But again, because the first kind of monthly subsidy is still in place, the cost to the consumer isn't going to go up as high as it otherwise would. Some people may actually pay less. However, if you didn't qualify for health insurance subsidies to begin with, there will probably be some sticker shock. If you're buying through healthcare.gov without subsidies, the average insurance costs are up about 45% in Florida.
Wow. Ouch.
Right. So now some insurers are selling plans not listed on healthcare.gov that are cheaper for people who wouldn't qualify for a subsidy anyway. But there is some buyer beware. All of the plans on the healthcare.gov website comply with the Affordable Care Act.
And that means what?
That means they cover a basic minimum set of preventative services. There's no lifetime maximums. Doesn't matter if you have a pre-existing condition. So if you're not buying through healthcare.gov, it's worth asking if a plan is ACA compliant.
Another change, there's a new deadline this year, right?
Yes, the deadline is December 15th, so the health insurance shopping period is much shorter than in years past, and the healthcare.gov website is closed most Sundays. Officials say it's for maintenance purposes. Critics have accused the Trump administration of shortening open enrollment to the point of sabotage, but either way, it is a shorter window to buy.
Now, wasn't there something about an extension related to Hurricane Irma?
Yes, the feds did announce that Floridians who were impacted by Hurricane Irma could call the Marketplace hotline to get a special extension and buy plans until December 31st. But a couple of people I've spoken with have urged consumers to take care of it before the 15th, and there are some questions about how that extension will actually work when it happens.
Now, what happens to people who don't buy insurance?
In most cases, there is a tax penalty. This year, it's $695 for an adult, half that for a child. There's been a little bit of flip-flopping on whether and how that will be enforced under the Trump administration. But as of right now, the penalty is part of the law.
Suppose I've still got questions. Where can I get help?
There are people whose job is to help walk you through this process. They are called navigators. Unlike health insurance brokers, they don't get a commission when you pick a plan. Florida doesn't have as many navigators this year because the federal funding for them got cut, but we've got resources and a lot more information on our website.
We can always rely on her to bottom line all things health and health insurance for us. That was Sammy Mack with Health News Florida. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.